to today's devotional. One of the most profound books I've read in my life is The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman. It really changed how I saw the relationships around me. If you haven't read it, won't you grab a copy or go to his website, do the test and see what your love languages are. But it also started me on a personal journey, seeing how God loves us in our own love languages. And over the next few weeks, as I do devotionals, I want to share with you from Psalm 23 and give you examples of how God loves us in our love languages. I want to start with the love language of gifts. We know that God sent Jesus. He didn't send just a piece of gold from the streets. He didn't choose just an angel flying by. He chose the very best gift, and that was his one and only son, Jesus. Let's look at Psalm 23, verse 1. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures." Immediately we see this beautiful gift that God gives us, where we don't need anything. That in itself is a gift. We do not lack, we do not want. For a gifts person, that's a big deal, not to want anything. And then what our shepherd does is Jesus comes and he leads us into green pastures. Why is that a gift? He could have given us rocks, he could have given us weeds, he could have made us go and look for our own food. But he gives us this gift of beautiful green grass to say, you know what, my heart is to give you a gift where you are restored, where you are fed, where all your strength is replenished. God wants to give us gifts that speak to us, that love on us in restoring our hearts and our souls. If you're a gift person this morning, and maybe even if you're not, go out and enjoy nature. See the wonders that he's given us as our gifts, the people around you. Be grateful for the wonderful things that he has given you, and know that he's loving you in your love language. This morning, church, receive it, be blessed by it, and most of all, remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.